Thank you so much, Matthew, and also to the whole team for inviting and the Reverend Brown for asking an old farmer along this evening from a place called Randallstown. I was quite funny there when I was thinking of Belfast being a very central place. I was just wondering about the folk from Fermanagh. A few Fermanagh people living over there, is that right? Parole, up and apply, all over the place. It's a good job there's an M1 and an M2, isn't there? It's a good job also that the time you go home, the traffic will be much slacker. You put this on me.
We're mic'd up now.
Because this evening it's really lessons from the farm, you might say, being a farmer and all that, I thought I'd bring one or two wee bits of pieces just to get us on the mood, especially for you townies. I brought myself, they'll not have a clue what this is. Sit there. We'll just go over this side then and we'll put No Fear John Deere up here. This will get us in the harvesting mood. You know, friends, in reality, I wonder how many people that went to their harvest field just since this rally started. I'm sure worldwide there'll be thousands just in half an hour, friends. Harvest day is every day. It's every day. When the body ceases no more, friends. I brought an old Freelander Land Rover there recently, and it got me thinking. There are wee CDs at the back there, and they're free, and that's quite unusual from anyone from Ballymena. As one or two Ballymena people, I'm not looking at anybody in particular here at the minute. But with the Land Rover came a manual, and it got me thinking. In fact, here with the manual, I found him below the seat. And just yesterday, she wouldn't start. And being a person who's a farmer, who's not really mechanically minded, I got the manual out and I started to find out why she wouldn't start. And even more importantly, to try and find the plugs in the thing to get them a bit of a clean. But it got me thinking that how the world wants to give us manuals for vehicles and things. But praise God, God has given us his manual, a spiritual book for a spiritual people. And you see, in that Land Rover manual, it gives us a bit of writing. And then to help people like me, it gives us a picture or an illustration to help an old boy like me to be mechanically minded. And the Word of God is just the same. The Word of God gives us the living Word of God. And then sometimes, and like a Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And then he gives us a picture of the green pastures, the still waters, so as that people like me can say, here, now this is it. Does that make sense to you? And you're beginning to see this. That the love of God is so real, that the manual is so real, that God wants us to understand it. And he gives it to us in the written word, but then pictures and illustrations to follow. And a perfect example of that is found in Psalm 1. And it's a psalm that I know many of you love, and it's a psalm that I particularly love, because it tells the story of two people. It tells the story of every single human being in this world. Every single human being in this world is found in Psalm 1. And here's what it says. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this his law doth he meditate day and night. Now here comes the pictures. Here comes the illustrations. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, friends. Every single human being in the world is mentioned here in the Word of God. There's two types of people in the world. There's the godly and the ungodly. And I know many of you in here are saved. You're saved for time and eternity. A miracle has happened in your life when God revealed himself to you personally. When God let you see your sin, when God let you realize that, as Jeff was speaking earlier on, about being born dead in trespasses and sin, God has allowed you to see that. But I want you to start off in Psalm 1, the godly people. God's children, in other words, and that word blessed. But I love that word, blessed. That means happy. That That means somebody who's well off. That means a joyful experience. And Mark, we've got a wee picture here I'm going to show you of a brilliant machine, and it's called the Happy Farmer. Now that's some machine. That tractor belongs to a neighbour of mine. It was made in 1922. And yes, it's called the Happy Farmer. And if you punch a few more buttons there, we'll maybe see. No, just one picture. Just one picture anyway. But trust me, it's called the Happy Farmer. In 1922, this was made in America. And they said that the farmer had two happy days with this machine. The first day that it came, all of a sudden he was mechanical. All of a sudden his neighbours could see that he was no longer going to be working with a horse, that he got a machine into the yard. That was a happy day for him. But an even more happier day was the day it went down the lane, because this was the most unreliable piece of junk ever on four wheels. It was so temperamental that they usually had to go for the horse. But friends, this word blessed means happy inside. This world, you see, tries to show us happiness, tries to show you and feed you young folk with so-called happiness. But you only can have the happiness in the heart after you're born again by God. That word blessed means, yes, blessed is the happy farmer, you might say. Blessed is the farmer. Blessed is you if you're saved. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And he shall be like a tree. Come on, young people here. If you're saved this evening, I want you to come close for a minute or two. And you are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I want you to go back a second here and listen very closely, my young people. I'm here to encourage you. This old granddad up here, I have a lot of experience in life now. Farming and all the rest of it. Ups and downs of life. Tragedies, struggles. But listen to me, there's nothing like this. That you, if you're saved this evening, you've been planted by the rivers of water. You didn't grow up naturally to be a Christian, in other words. If I dig a hole or something and I throw the soil out, within 6 months there's all sorts of rare plants growing out of it, of all the seed that's been sown in the ground over the years, maybe 1,000 years ago, whatever. But this tree, this godly tree, has been planted. God has planted you. God has saved you. God has wakened you out of your deadness. You were once dead, but now you're alive in Christ, because God has awakened you out of the darkness. He's awakened you up. I know young people the other day, I have another wee picture here for you. I have an old blue farmer car at home. It's an old Peugeot. I'll show you the Peugeot first, and maybe we can get back to that. There she has, look. She's not much now. She's worth about £200 on a good day. But, you know, I had to get her MOT'd. You have to be legal now. So I went to the MOT centre in Ballymena with her not too long ago. And I'll show you the wee picture of that now. And I was sitting back making my turn. It must have been coffee break time or something, you see, and all the shutters was down. And the first thing you see is four lanes. One's for lorries, two, three, and four is for cars and motorbikes. And I was to get into lane four with this old machine of mine, and I was sitting back up a bit, you see, and I was waiting my turn. And as I looked at the four doors, I thought, in life, there's just two. I've mentioned it earlier, the godly and the ungodly, the wheat and the tares, the sheep and the goats, the broad road that most people are on, and the narrow road. And the Lord Jesus says, and only a few will find it, and praise God, many of you have found the narrow road, but there are just two lanes. And then it was my turn next, and he waved me down a bit. Now, my old blue Peugeot, I had to give her a good rev or two, because there are 185,000 miles on her, and there's a lot of blue smoke, black reek, and all the rest of it. And some of you Fermanagh boys says he's probably read diesel in her, but no, I haven't. And I blew her out and went down. And the first thing they do in the MOT, as you, maybe some of you know, and some of you will not know maybe yet, they put a thing on the exhaust to check your emissions. And you know, friends and young people, as I was doing that, I thought to myself, isn't it wonderful when God saves you? Isn't it wonderful when God lives inside you? Your body is now a temple of the Holy Spirit. How your emissions changed. At one time you've been cursing and swearing, maybe like a trooper, or you're listening to other people taking the Lord's name in vain, and it meant nothing to you. It was just everyday chat. But now you're saved. Now your emissions change, your friends change, and praise God for rallies such as this. And I really mean that from the depth of my being. Your emissions change, friends. It changes completely. And now when somebody, maybe your workmates or college or wherever, if they take the Lord's name in vain, the shivers run down your spine now. Can you not see it within yourselves? I can see it with myself. How your emissions change. The MOT, they move you on a wee bit further, and The lights is the next bit. That's always interesting bit. And he shakes the thing to try and get the dip and then all that sort of stuff. And you know, as Jeff was speaking earlier, I thought, when the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Oh, young people, what a transformation. What a transformation when the light comes on. What a transformation. I usually carry a spark plug in my pocket. I have one here at the minute. I keep a stone in my pocket as well, but that reminds me, he who hath not sinned cast the first stone, but I carry one of these about. My old Freelander yesterday needed the sparks cleaned. There are no sparks, so you wouldn't start. My young people, as only God can spark you into life, as only God can awaken you out of your deadness, as only God can switch the light on. Only God, not man. There's some of the biggest nonsense out there, and the false gospel is everywhere. That it's all about you, what you can do. Friends, the Bible says a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. Nothing. And nothing means nothing. It's only God can switch the light on in your life. It's only God can let you see your sin. Only God. God is sovereign. Salvation, my friends, is of the Lord. I was nearly going to say, can I hear amen somewhere? Well, I'm not bothering tonight. See, young people, the next bit you go to, listen to me, the next bit you go to an MOT, test of life, you might say, is the brakes. And as they move you to the next bit, they put on your foot brake, and then they pull on that handbrake. And my old banger, I was hoping it would stay on the floor. But you know, young people, it's a wonderful day. It's a miracle day when God pulls the handbrake on in your life, and you do that handbrake turn. One minute you're heading for lost eternity, the next minute you're heaven bound. But it's God that pulls the handbrake on now. And it's not you. It's only God. And if you're saved tonight, it's God that saved you. It's God that saved you. And you're in the mind of God before the very foundation of the world, my young person. And after the handbrake goes on, you get out of the car by this stage. You young girls are learning something. If you're the husband to be, if you marry a farmer someday, he'll probably send you a banger. And you have to get out and you set up the chairs waiting because final judgment's coming, you see. You might pass the emissions test. You might pass the lights. You might pass the brakes. But when the car goes onto the lift and he pokes in below it and checks the track rod ends and the bearings, if something falls off now, you're in trouble. I can tell you. My old banger that day, I managed to get her brought back down again in one piece. And you always watch how much typing he does to know what sort of list you're going to get. Very little typing with me. He just reached my certificate. Passed. But you know, young people, if I had failed that day with that old car, I could have paid me £18.50 and I would have got the bits fixed and I would have took her in the next day and I would have got her passed or through. But in this life, young people, as you know, there's only one journey. There's only one life and it'll soon be passed. And it's only what Christ has done for us will last. Just one journey. Just one journey. And you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, that might not mean much to you, but it means a lot to me personally, because I know as a farmer that the very best soil is beside the river. I have two nurseries not too far from me, and one of them bought 50 acres and another place got 15 acres, and the only reason they bought it was to get the soil from beside the river, because the soil beside the river is rich in nutrients, it's rich in all trace elements. Nowadays the nurseries maybe grow different in grow bags, but in my older days they had to get the good soil because they knew the good soil was beside the river, you see. So here the word of God tells us that God is going to plant you beside the rivers of water. He's going to feed you. And it's going to strengthen you. And then it says, and you will bring forth. Now come on close here a minute. For there's some young person needs to hear this. And brings forth his fruit in his season. Bring forth his fruit in his season, not your season. And I meet young people all the time and they feel despondent. That somebody's maybe more on fire for God than they are. And they don't feel the urge to do this and that. And there are people telling them, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. My friend, the word of God tells you that God will produce his fruit in his season. And I'm speaking and experiencing that. I was saved at 13 in a wee place called Acadia, a wee mission hall. and I knew I was saved. But my young person, another 40 years before there's much fruit. 40 years. Most of your parents are only in their 40s. Listen to me. The Word of God will produce His fruit in His season, not your season. Not when somebody tells you, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. God will give you the desire. God will give you the passion in His timing, in His season. And you will produce fruit. And God will develop your gifts. And God will bring you forth in His time. I met a lovely man yesterday. And about 5 years ago, God moved him. Now, this man's in his 80s. And God moved him from one church and put him into another for a reason. And he's starting now to produce fruit at 80-odd years of age. He's also seriously ill at the same time at the minute now. There's a tumour. And God has placed him in a different place. God put him to fresh pastures. Being a farmer, I know all about fresh pastures. If I'm grazing a lot of sheep, for instance, and they're grazing too much in the one field, I know all the parasites and all the bugs of the day, and those sheep will never thrive, and that's why they need to be shifted. If you're in a place where the gospel is not preached, my young person, then you move. You move. Because God will change you, and God will shape you, and God will feed you, because He's planted you beside the rivers of water. And you'll bring forth His fruit in His season. And also it says that your leaf will not wither. In other words, you're an evergreen. And whatsoever you doeth, you will prosper. And we're not talking about nonsense here. We're not talking about prosperity gospel here. We're not talking about two cars. We're not talking about two holiday homes in Newcastle or Portrush. We're talking about spiritual talk here. God will give you a loaf of bread and God will put a roof over your head. But that's all He's promised you. Whatsoever you do, you will prosper because you're under new management, because you're one of God's children. That's why. And you will produce fruit in His season, in His timing. Then see, young people, it goes on, verse 4. But the ungodly are like chaff that the wind driveth away. And that's why I've brought the thresher. And that's why I bought the combine. Just in case anybody, you're still in an ungodly lane, if you're not saved this evening, I want you to listen very closely for a minute. God gives me pictures personally. I've been a farmer. I know all about chaff. I know all about chaff. When I was a wee boy, many years ago, the thresher would have come round. And whenever the thresher and the contractor moved on, there was nothing left. The grain had went, the straw had went, but the chaff was lying below the thresher. The thresher here is the separator. You've got bags at the back and the good grain comes off. The straw's kicked out. The same with the combine, except nowadays you don't see the chaff as much because it blows it out along with the straw. But in the thresher, there was this big pile of chaff lying below the thresher. And you could hardly burn the stuff. The old days and your great-grand days, they'd have filled the mattresses with it. They filled the pillows even with it. Now that would be a rough line. Now you talk about that dreams, you know them fancy beds you can get nowadays. Imagine lying on a mattress full of chaff. Can you imagine the itching? And they used to say they used to turn it over because they got holes in it as you lay, depends what way you lay at night. Chaff. Chaff is what's left when all the goodness has been taken out. Chaff is just a husk. The good kern of the good wee grain of wheat or oats is gone. And that's how God describes every unsaved person as chaff. We're born chaff. We're born empty. We're just a husk. We're just a shell. We're just a body. Nothing else. Because the inner part has been removed. God made man. God made you in His image. But as I explained earlier on in this platform, separation came when the fall came. And man was separated from God. And man was closed out. We are now dead in trespasses and sin. We're chaff, young people. If you're not saved this evening, you're chaff. There's nothing there. You're just a shell. I took the boiler suit off earlier, before I come here. And one day we'll leave the boiler suit off, friends. And if you're not saved, you're going to a lost eternity. But the godly person, oh, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That great separation has taken place. I pray that there's no chaff in here. And I pray that if God speaks to you, that you'll respond to the wonderful message of the gospel. Whenever God speaks to you, Whenever that happens, and it's only God and God alone that can awaken you out of the darkness. Oh, young people, can you see that chaff blowing? I see it in my mind's eye. The next day you're out here to Bangor or whatever, and at the end of July you'll see the combines going. You'll see the dust, the chaff blowing out the back. That's you if you're not saved. That was me in my earlier days. Just chaff, a husk, nothing there, empty. Empty. Completely empty. But praise God, many of you have found the Saviour. Praise God, many of you have been awakened out of the darkness. And you can truly say, oh, blessed. Blessed am I. Happy am I inside. And that doesn't mean to say you'll not have many trials. That doesn't mean to say the minute of time, young person, you'll carry the cross. That doesn't mean to say that at all. What it means that God will give you an inner peace. An inner peace that cannot be explained as a happiness in the heart. Your stony heart has been removed. You've got a new heart now. And you're under new management. Just as Emma Jane shared about, therefore, if any man is in Christ, you're a new creature. The old is gone, but the new has come, you see. What's your MOT like this evening? Is it pass, if God would take you tonight, is it pass or fail? No comeback, no purgatory, nothing like that. All that false stuff. Pass or fail, you see. The Lord Jesus Christ says, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever comes to the Father, you come by me. Are you a blessed person this evening? You've been planted by the rivers of water. You'll bring forth His fruit in His season. You'll be an evergreen. That doesn't mean to say you'll have valleys and ups and downs, but you're under new management. And God will fulfill His purposes and His plans in your life to the very letter. Because you've got a Heavenly Father looking after you. You've got the Lord Jesus Christ interceding for you. A miracle has happened in your life. And friends, that's why it's so important of these youth rallies, to have fellowship one with another. I praise God for rallies years ago. I praise God for the teaching from this place years ago. I used to listen on tape. Come on, an old farmer like me, come on. I never read a book in my life in my younger years. Never. I can remember at school, they used to go to the library. And I thought, what do you go to the library for? Just a waste of time. And I got one book out, Biggles Travels. I can still remember it. I got the first page and the back page, and that was the end of it. The only thing I ever really read in my life, apart from the Word of God, was The Farm and Life on a Saturday. And even then, I only looked at the pictures. And then, young people, I got a hunger one day. I come up to a church in Belfast, and I got a hunger. God placed me with that hunger. And I thought to myself, I'm not much of a reader, but I can listen. And I get sermons from here. I get sermons for all the godly preachers I could get my hands on. And all them old boring jobs in the farm when I was drawing in silage and slurry and holding you up in the traffic jams. I get the CD or the tape at that time pushed into the cassette player. My young persons, it was only later on in life that I realized when I heard a sermon by a fellow called Martin Lloyd-Jones once, when he said the greatest day in his life, when he truly understood what faith cometh by hearing really meant. And I thought, that's what happened to me. There are days I drew a silage in for 10 miles and I wasn't even sure the roads had crossed over, because God was feeding me through these flappy bits. And God feeds you through these flappy bits. And He'll feed you and He'll sustain you because He's planted you. And if you're not saved tonight, I pray that if God ever awakens you, that you'll cry unto God for mercy and ask Him to save your souls. Young person, it's the greatest day in your life when that happens. I plead with you this evening. It's the greatest day in your life. I can remember when I was your age, and I can remember at the time I was uncomfortable. But when I look back, it's the greatest day in your life to know that the Sovereign Lord is awakening you, that He's calling you personally. And most of the world are on the broad road, but yet by all, you're in the right place, yes. But He's calling you personally as an individual, my friend. That's a brilliant day. That's a miracle day. And never, ever put it off. When that wonderful invitation comes in Matthew 11:28, when He says, come unto me. Come on, friends. Listen to me, young people. In language that we can understand. He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. because it's the sovereign Lord has given you that heavy laden. It's not you. We cannot create an anxious thought. I wonder, do you realise how valuable that is if you have that heavy burden at the minute? How special it is that God is calling you as one of his children. That's almighty. He doesn't want you to be the ungodly. He wants you to be blessed. Oh, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. John Deere's most famous statement is, there was a real John Deere at one time, a saved man, by the way. And John Deere says, I will never put my name on any product unless the very best of me is in it. In other words, 100% commitment, as far as humanly possible, 100% commitment. And friends, we have a Lord. We have the Lord God Almighty. He's working out his plans and his purposes in many of your lives. And he will fulfill that because of who he is. And it'll be producing his fruit. Yes, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, the fruits of the Spirit in his season. For some of you, it might be another 20, 30, or 40 years before God uses you mightily. In the meantime, he's learning your life. He's taking you to open doors for you. He's closing doors for you. But it's his fruit and it's his season. May God bless you all. You're a lovely bunch of young people. And I praise God and I thank God every day for rallies such as this, that you can come together in fellowship. You get a bit of fun afterwards and chat and all the rest of it. You're mixing with each other. You're in the right place. And praise God for faithful committees and faithful churches in this dying day, friends, when anything goes in the religious world. Praise God, they are those that can truly say, oh, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. May God bless you all.
Let's just bow our heads. Can we thank George for coming tonight and for speaking to us? You know, he quoted that lovely verse, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Do you know, friend, tonight, it's only the Lord can give rest. It's only the Lord can give true happiness. There's plenty of people in the world tonight and they're looking for happiness. And they're looking at all the wrong places. They're maybe looking at religion, but they're looking into dead religions. I wonder tonight, as you've listened to George speak, I wonder, are you heavy laden? I wonder, is your heart heavy laden tonight? Has the Spirit been speaking to you? The Spirit's been in the meeting tonight. I wonder, before you go out of this meeting tonight, would you get right with the Lord Jesus? You know, it's the only thing worthwhile in life, because it'll give you true happiness. People are searching all across the world for happiness, and we have it tonight through the Scriptures. The Lord Jesus can bring you happiness tonight. All you have to do is believe. Because the Lord has promised, if you believe, you'll receive. And it'll not be tomorrow, it'll not be a fortnight's time or next year. If you believe tonight, you'll receive tonight. And you'll be assured of a home in heaven and an eternal hope. Friend, don't walk out of this meeting tonight. The Spirit's been striving. Don't walk out of this meeting, because you could walk out into a lost eternity tonight. You know, I wonder, as I look over this packed church tonight, I wonder how many of us will still hear when we commence these meetings next season. I think back to that meeting we had in Randallstown those years ago, where we were hearing Dwayne Marshall's testimony a couple of months back. His brother left, and that was him. I wonder tonight, is the Spirit speaking to you? I trust you'll not switch off, that you'll answer, that you'll believe, and receive. And I wonder if you're a believer here tonight, we've been hearing about the fruit bearing season, and I wonder, will you pray with me that we would be in the fruit bearing season, that we would strive to be in that place with the Lord, that we would be bearing fruit for his name. It's hard, it's easy to grow cold, it's easy to drift away, but I wonder, will you pray with me tonight that we would bear fruit? Because the night's coming when none of us will be able to work, and we'll be taken up when our time comes into glory. And I wonder, when we receive the crown, I wonder, will there be any stars on it? Will we have used our time wisely here? It's great to have a good job and good prospects and good house and all the rest of it. There's nothing wrong with that, but let's get our priorities in order, and let's really work for the night cometh when we'll not be able to work. Let's close in prayer. Father, Lord, we thank thee for what our ears have heard this evening. And Lord, you've been speaking to hearts, and we pray that you would speak on when the voice of George would fall silent, Lord, that you would speak on, that you would convict of sin, Lord, that you would turn people from the broad road, Lord, in dead and set trespasses and in sins. We pray that you would bring them from the broad road into newness of life, Lord, that you would give them a hope, that you would give them happiness, true happiness, Lord, not found in the world, but found in you this evening. We pray, Lord, for those of us who are saved. We pray, Lord, that you would make us fruit bearers, make us fruit bearers in our local church. Tomorrow when we go into school, into work, into university, into the exam hall, into the office block, wherever it may be, Lord, that you have placed us, Lord, we pray that you would make us fruit bearers. Help us, Lord, just to open our mouth and speak of thee. Lord, we just pray that you would bless the fellowship and the refreshments that would be taken after the meeting, Lord, upstairs, and then that you would take us on to our homes in safety. In the Saviour's name, amen.